Hi guys, and happy Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, you know what time it is. It's time for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which are tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. Now, for those of you guys who are tuning in for the first time, hello, I'm Jasmine. I own and run Jasmine Norris Photography, and I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer located right here in Indiana, but I serve clients worldwide. Today for Wedding Wednesday, we're going to have a little checklist for the bride's attire. So a lot of women have been dreaming of their perfect wedding gown since they were children. You probably spent quite some time researching and trying on different gowns to find the one that is perfect for you. And I know how exciting it is when you find that perfect dress and your wedding gown and you say yes to it. But besides the wedding gown, there are also a few other items that you might want to pick up to make your wedding look complete. So the following checklist has some of the most popular bridal attire items. Now, obviously, you do not need to have everything, but some of these pieces might be something that you want to incorporate in. So the first is obviously your wedding gown or your wedding outfit. So a lot of brides stick with the wedding gown, but you could also wear a suit or something else that kind of fits your personality. Any sort of hair items is going to be your next thing on the checklist. So whether you're going to wear a veil, a tiara, maybe a headpiece or a floral crown, those sort of things are something that you want to think about. Any jewelry for your dress. Now, a lot of bridal gowns are very elaborate, and so you probably don't need a lot of jewelry, but a lot of brides like to wear earrings or maybe a necklace depending on the neckline of their dress. If you're planning on doing a garter toss, you're going to want to go ahead and find a garter that works well. And pro tip here is that if you're wearing a dress that isn't full and it's kind of more form-fitting, you can see your garter through your dress. So you're going to want to try that on to see if kind of how your garter works with your dress, and it might be something that you might want to slip on at the last minute versus wearing it all day long on your wedding day. The next thing is all of your undergarments. Whether you're going to wear a slip, a shapewear, a petticoat, these are things that you're going to want to consider with your dress design. And you're also going to want to try those on when you're trying on your dress during the fittings, just so your alteration specialist knows what's going to be under there so they can alter it to fit those undergarments. The next thing are your shoes. Obviously, you want something that's gorgeous, but something that's going to be comfortable that you can wear all day long on your wedding day. And you're also going to want to bring your shoes along on those alteration appointments so your alteration specialist can hem that dress according to how tall or short your shoes are. Some brides like to have a handbag or a clutch where they can store lipstick, powder, everything like that, so they can have it close by to them. So if that's something that you want to do, you can start thinking about that. If you are somebody that cries a lot, you might want to have a handkerchief ready, something that looks a little bit better than just a Kleenex, you can have and kind of dot those tears that come out of your eyes. And then lastly, if you're planning on doing something borrowed, something blue, something new, or anything like that, that's something that you might be able to incorporate into your outfit or sew something into your dress or incorporate into your jewelry, etc. Those are things that you might want to start thinking of. Or if you have any special traditions in your family where, you know, you might put a sixpence in your shoe or anything like that, those are things that you're going to want to start thinking of. So that's a quick little checklist of the top things that most brides wear on their wedding day, just to kind of give you an idea and so you can start thinking about those and I'm checking them off your list. So thanks guys, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune back next time for another installment of Wedding Wednesday. Bye guys!